Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Burtzes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burtzes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tettleton. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. Nichols goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bakhti hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bakhti moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Bakhti scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Langford now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bhakti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law bunts towards the mound. Langford can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Law steals second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin bunts towards first. Walker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tettleton moves to third. Bob James now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton tags and scores. Griffin tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Steve Kiefer now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive towards first. Bochy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics 5, White Sox, 5. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Kiefer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Picciolo. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Mike Heath now catching. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti juggles the ball. That's an error on Bakhti. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. One out. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bakhti hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Little pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Heath and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.